As the day progressed in White Mountain, it became clear that Dallas Seavey is the likely winner of this year's Iditarod.
I'm starting to think there's a chance we could win this.
Seavey has won the race twice before, but this year he says he's had more fun than ever driving his dog team.
No, we're having a blast out here. We're just mushing.
Seavey left White Mountain with a four-hour lead on another Seavey, his father, Mitch. Race officials joked that Dallas ought to stick around for a few extra hours to race Mitch into Nome.
No, I have far too much respect for my competitors to do any showboating like that. I'm going to take every minute of my lead and get 1 minute closer to Nome, because if the wind starts blowing, or, you know, if I end up having to carry, you know, 10 out of 11 dogs, you know, we're so used to things going well that we think, oh, that'll never happen. It does happen.
When he pulled into the checkpoint, Mitch Seavey said it's been a long time dream to see his family dominate the Iditarod leaderboard.
Well, of course, our dream finish would be 1-2 with me in front, of course.
You mean your dream finish? Do you think Dallas would agree with you?
Well, I thought it was agreed upon by the whole family. I just know how that would work out. No, it's a great day. We'll see how it all pans out. We still have to make it to the finish line.
Both Mitch and Dallas Seavey are very competitive men with extremely fast dog teams, and the older Seavey knows better than to try and catch his son.
It's another thing about running tired dog teams. You don't want to upset the apple cart. Just move along at what they're comfortable with and don't let them fall asleep on you, but you can't start whooping it up and going rodeo style, because you might not even make it.
Mitch Seavey says it's unlikely Aaron Burmeister can make up enough time to overtake his team. Even so, Burmeister remains hopeful.
Well, that's a possibility. That's kind of the goal. Be able to catch Mitch, and I have no idea where Jesse is behind me.
Jesse Royer arrived for her 8-hour layover less than 2 hours behind Burmeister, but she says the last few runs up the coast have taken a lot of energy out of her team.
He's mentioned before, like, I'm one person he does not want behind me at White Mountain, because I've caught him a lot of times.
Royer says she tried to catch up, but she's also realistic about what her dog team can do in the next 70 miles.
I'm not going to catch. If I had caught like an hour or something on him coming here, and all I had left was to catch an hour on the way to Nome, then sure, but I didn't really catch anything, so that doesn't, you know, I'm not going to catch 2 hours on the way to Nome.
The top few teams are likely to finish in the order they arrived in White Mountain, making for a less dramatic race in comparison to previous years. But they all know the race isn't over until their dog teams pass under the Burled Arch. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in White Mountain.